With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. One out of two Cuban migrants who broke out of Cayman's immigration detention center this weekend is still on the loose. Customs and Border Control confirmed today that two Cuban men escaped from the Fairbanks Immigration Detention Center on Saturday, the 7th of February. One has since been returned to the facility, but the search for the second man is still active. CBC says it's working alongside the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service and other partner agencies to track him down. Authorities say there's no indication the man poses a threat to the public, but CBC is nevertheless warning that anyone who helps, hides, or moves the individual faces up to 7 years in prison and a $50,000 fine under the Customs and Border Control Act. Anyone with information is advised to call 911, the CBC Intelligence Hotline at 1-800-534-2546, or your nearest police station. In other news, Cool Loud 2026 is this week, and Caymanian artist Danielle Augustine says it isn't just for performers or fans, it's also for people who want to understand how the modern music industry really works. While performances are key parts of the event, there are workshops that break down what happens behind the scenes.
The workshops cover quite a bit. It covers videography, it covers a little bit of film, it covers songwriting, which, you know, a lot of people these days really want to know what a hit song and what the formula is for a hit song. So there's opportunities for that also, too. The finance part of it, the technological part of it, if you're creative, being around creative people helps.
Mr. Augustine says the mix of creative and business guidance, plus face-to-face networking, makes Cool Out a rare opportunity for anyone considering a future in music or media. This year, he'll be performing the theme song he wrote for the event, which runs from the 11th to the 13th of February. You can find out more online at cool-out.com. And calling all Sister Islands residents. Offreg wants to hear from you. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
You're being asked to weigh in on the Utility Regulation and Competition Office's draft determination on a proposed amendment of Island Energy's transmission and distribution license. ERCO says the proposed amendments are intended to, quote, strengthen consumer protection in electricity services for Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. The draft determination sets out rules governing how electricity charges are set and adjusted, providing consumers with, quote, greater transparency and predictability while making sure the licensee can maintain, quote, reliable service delivery and improve efficiencies in energy production. I'm Carsley Fuller.
The draft determination and supporting documents are online at offreg.ky/consultations. The consultation period runs through Monday. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Linda Hardy. The office of the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, says he will not be resigning as the fallout continues from the Epstein files. Sir Keir is facing scrutiny about appointing Peter Mandelson as Britain's US ambassador and revelations about Lord Mandelson's links to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The British government is expanding its visa scheme to more people living in Hong Kong in response to the 20-year prison sentence handed down to the pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai. Mr. Lai had been found guilty of foreign collusion and publishing seditious material. Japan's Nikkei index went past 57,000 points for the first time ever after the Prime Minister won a landslide election victory. The yen also strengthened against the dollar. The UN Migration Agency says that 53 people are dead or missing after the boat carrying them overturned off the coast of Libya last week. Iran appears to be widening its clampdown on dissent in response to the mass anti-government protests last month. Reports say several prominent members of the reformist movement have been arrested. Nicaragua has ended visa-free travel to the country for Cubans, cutting off a key route for migrants travelling to the United States. The Trump administration had accused the government of facilitating illegal migration. Spain's three main trade unions have called off a three-day national rail strike that started on Monday morning. The action was prompted by concerns over safety following two fatal rail accidents last month. The Gates Foundation has dismissed claims that it released genetically modified mosquitoes in Kenya to eliminate the species that carry malaria. A senior Kenyan lawyer had made the allegation, saying the modified bugs were causing havoc in the capital, Nairobi. And that's the latest BBC News.